This is the Lindell Report, bringing you news combined with hope by offering practical and achievable action points to assist you in defending and preserving faith and freedoms. And now, here is your host, Mike Lindell.
Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to a historical day here at the Lindell Report. The Supreme Court case was filed about an hour and a half ago. And so right now, we'll talk about that quite a bit here. But I do want to let you all know there's no way to get access to it yet because the Supreme Court, when you file, it has to be docketed, and we're just waiting for that to get docketed. Some are faster than others. We hope it's soon. Could be tomorrow. I don't know. I just was talking to the lawyers, and they say when you file, then they have, as soon as they docket it, then it's released to the public. But it has been filed, and it is at the Supreme Court. I can tell you a few things, and we're going to go through a few things about it that I can say publicly, even though you can't see it yet. And we'll go through that. But first, I want to tell you all a little bit about what the media is saying, because we haven't got the media attention yet. What is this? Lion Mike Lindell pulls the football away from his fans again. Mike Lindell promises new evidence in Lake lawsuit, the most explosive evidence ever. Now, this one, it wasn't a bad article. I'm gonna read a little bit of this one. It's coming Thursday to a U.S. Supreme Court near you. Explosive new evidence in Kerry Lake's bid to outlaw Arizona's vote counting machines. Okay, it goes on and on and on, and I just want to go down here this article, even though they bash everybody in this article, every single, basically, six other cases at lower-level courts, telling everyone's an election conspiracy theorist. But this one says, Lake and Fincham, then candidates for governor and secretary of state, sued the state of Arizona and Maricopa County in April 2022. That's true, everybody. Asking a judge to bar the use of machine tabulation of votes in the 2022 election and instead require that paper ballots be used. Remember, everybody, this was the first case that I brought to, and I was going to go state by state. The next one after this was Alabama. Well, with the Arizona one, you have to have plaintiffs. And what a great thing that Kerry Lake and Mark Fincham in the spring of 22, long before the election, said, hey, we'll be plaintiffs and we're running for office. We have a lot to lose here if if our election platforms aren't secure. Well, which is kind of ironic because they threw this case out on standing. Well, who had standing? If they didn't have standing, who has standing other than Kerry Lake and Mark Fincham running for office in two of the highest offices in the state? So anyway, this article here goes on. In their lawsuit, which was underwritten by Lindell, they claim that even if the machines weren't hacked, they could be hacked, and there's no way to verify machine count unless we start voting with paper ballots. U.S. District Court John Tucci threw out their lawsuit in August of 2022, noting that the pair provided no evidence that machine counting produces inaccurate results and no proof that a hand count of ballots would be more accurate. That's a lie. But the judge did throw it out. So I guess the statement's true. But it's not a lie that it is a lie that there wasn't evidence produced about these defective machines. Call them defective. Call them parts made in China. I mean, all these different things. So then he socked the attorneys, Kurt Olson, Andrew Parker, and Alan Dershowitz, with the county's $122,000 legal bill. Remember, I hired Alan Dershowitz back then too, everybody, and he was all on board. He's a Democrat. You know, hey, we've got to secure our election platforms. And he said straight out, of course. At that time, Andrew Parker asked him straight out, well, they do have standing, right? And Alan said, absolutely, Kerry Lake and Mark Fincham have standing. If they wouldn't have standing, who would? Of course they have standing. It wasn't even really a question, but Andrew asked it anyway, and Alan says, absolutely. But then, the Ninth Circuit U.S. Court of Appeals unanimously sent Lake and Fincham packing, not buying their warning that vote counting machines are the handmaiden of the devil. It's a little, the guy's getting a little dramatic here. Their operative complaint relies on a long chain of hypothetical contingencies that have never occurred in Arizona. Okay, the three-judge panel ruled in October. Now, this was in October, this last October. In other words, a conspiracy must be more than a figment of your imagination or a calculated political strategy if you want the courts to take you seriously. Okay, now this is all about them not having standing, okay, everybody, that they're telling that these courts, you know, this saying they didn't have standing. If you would think that would be that, given the wholesale shellacking of Lake and Fincham, but of course that is never that when it comes to election conspiracy theories. Okay, well, let me tell you. A judge ruled a very similar case in Georgia. I'm going to see who wrote this rotten article too here. In fact, we'll look at that right now. This article was written by Lori Roberts from the Arizona Republic. Well, Lori, you didn't get the memo, did you? In a very similar case down in Georgia in October, the judge ruled that, hey, these machines have problems, or let's at least look into them because the experts say they do. And by the way, this was an Obama appointed judge, Lori Roberts from the Arizona Republic, this horrible reporter. Let me tell you should do your due diligence, Lori, because that judge said, if you question the machines, you're no longer a conspiracy theorist. You just put this in your article again, Lori. Just because we're questioning our election platforms, we're conspiracy theorists, Lori. Obviously, what are you? I don't know what you are, but you just put a big lie in there and you didn't do your due diligence. You didn't go and check out Georgia and say, wow. And by the way, that case went to court on January 9th, Lori Roberts from the Arizona Republic newspaper. Horrible publication down there. Anyway, Lori, the judge in front of her in court in January, Alex Halderman, an expert who is also a lefty on the left, he used a ballpoint pen to hack into the voting machine and flip the election right in front of the judge. You didn't put that in your article, Lori. Shame on you, Lori Roberts. You're what's wrong with this country, period. You are what's wrong with this country is reporters like you. Now, and Lake and Fincham are now running for U.S. Senate and State Senate. Ron Fipakowski, who runs Media Touch Network, by the way, Ron builds up his blog by attacking me and others every single day, reports that Lindell breathlessly announced over the weekend that he has uncovered new evidence and this week will be asking the Supreme Court to kick up the case. This is big, everybody. This is what we've been waiting for. It's called a petition of writ of certiorari. Okay, this isn't some, now this, they're quoting me. Ron, that's not what I said to Ron, that there'll be, you know, this is, Ron is very much a liar over there too, but this is a quote from me. This is not just some tinfoil hat case. This is huge. This new evidence will be the most explosive evidence ever. That's a true statement. Okay, and it's going to shock the world, everybody. Remember, if you're just tuning in, the case has been filed at the U.S. Supreme Court. It was filed by Kurt Olson a few hours ago. Okay? It's been filed. Maybe other lawyers did. I'm just saying that Kurt was, I know Kurt's been working on this, and all day with a lot with other lawyers, but whoever filed it is filed. Okay. But the file, when you file it at the Supreme Court, it's not public. You can go there, but you can't see the evidence or you can't see the case yet until they docket it. And according, I asked the lawyers, some get docketed faster than others. So we're waiting on the Supreme Court to make it public. And boy, we can't wait because it's going to shock the world. Some of the stuff the lawyers said, I'm going to bring up to you here in a minute. You're not going to want to miss this. I mean, I am able to tell you some things here that are in there. And anyway, let's keep reading. So this new evidence, now this is from this article, just in the last couple of months, we got this. The lawyers are excited. The whole world is going to watch this or see this. It's going to be the biggest thing ever, and we're going to save this country. And then they put biggest thing ever, like a joke, right? Ex-Overstock CEO Patrick Burns, a major funder of the Senate 2020 audit. Patrick's a hero in this country, by the way. CEO Patrick Burns, he's been relentless, everybody, funding things, digging into this. He knows that we've got to get rid of the electronic voting machines. You guys, I'll tell you what, Patrick Burns is a hero, and that's fact. And anyway, here it says, he's also promoting the supposed big reveal, saying on social media, the Enigma surrendered her secrets. This moment could redefine history. So this lady, this Lori Roberts, from the Arizona Republic, basically mocking this, like, okay, now, you know, look at all these people. Carrie Lake, the Senate candidate who recently said she's moving on from the 2022 election, is also touting this supposedly explosive new evidence. More to come, she teased over the weekend on social media. Now, here's Lori Roberts saying, why do I get the feeling this explosion will be like a pile of pillows blowing up in Lindale and Lake's faces, foam fluff everywhere? Well, Lori, the case is there. You know, as soon as it's docketed, guess what you're going to see? Very explosive. It's going to shock. Maybe it won't shock you, Lori, but I'll bet you don't write about it, Lori. I bet you don't write about it. And then I'm going to also check out a couple more articles here. This is what we need. We need a lot of attacks, you guys, to get the word out. But if we don't get it up to the next level, we're going to have to, you know, we'll do all kinds of advertising. That's where we need your help. If you're watching tonight, I'm going to keep putting it on you, the public. LindellePlan.com. Go there, and donate. We need the funds to get the word out. This case has been filed. We need all eyes on it, all eyes on this case. It's been filed. We need to talk about it. And then the second that they docket it, boom, the public can see it all. Then we're going to grab that and just put it everywhere. Put the evidence. We all get to see the evidence, regardless of what the Supreme Court, whether they take, you know, they take it up, which they, I believe what they see of the evidence, they're going to take it up. It's going to go, boom, 9-0. You know, those, this is the one thing that's there that we were able to add to it. This is the Supreme Court to tell those courts in Arizona, they made a big mistake. Of course they made a mistake on standing. They either made a mistake. That's what they've done to all these cases in the country, everybody. No judge has ruled about the evidence based on merit. They made crazy decisions. You don't have standing. I'm going to sanction you for asking. This is disgusting. This isn't the way a country should run. This isn't the way our Constitution is. Look what they did in Colorado. The nonsense in these other states. Donald Trump can't be on the ballot. He made it up. They protected us. Those justices protected us. 9-0. Of course he can be on the ballot. You want to ruin our country in the future? You're talking politics. You've got to, you know, when you're a judge, you better make decisions not based off politics or your own political beliefs. And that's what happened with the, when they voted 9-0 against Colorado and this nonsense that we're, this world we're in now. We have some sense of common sense now at the Supreme Court that they made a common sense decision going, hey, you know, if we don't rule this right. And you can see that because you had the Democrats, the Republicans, and even the compromise one, all of them voted 9-0. All of them, 9-0. Okay? Well, this case, when they they're looking at it, and once it gets docketed, where the public to see, for the public to see everybody, once this gets out there, I believe they're going to accept it. 9-0, that will be the vote. Send it back there. I mean, this evidence is so huge that is so shocking. They got to do something. And if you really look at it, you're going to go, this is 9-0. Number one, they'll send it right on back to Arizona and say, hey, you guys, you don't get to, you don't get to kick these out on standing. You don't get to kick these out on standing. We got a lot of media calling in. Yes, I'm on my show right now. Can you call back, please? Yeah. So they, and this is one of the media here. I don't want to lose those calls, but they, I want to read you another thing here. Let's go. All the articles here are just bashing, like making fun of their, what this frivolous evidence, this frivolous evidence. Well, let me tell you what I can tell you is that here, let me pull it up here. What I can tell you, I already told you the petition is filed. It's not docketed yet, which means quite simply, it's not, they haven't made it public yet. So the court there has to make it public. And I guess that is standard procedure at the Supreme Court. Some take a little faster than others. And we're waiting. So it's a waiting game. And believe me, we're going to let everybody know the second it's public, and you can all check it out for yourself. I'm sure you'll get notice of it. You'll hear about it because when it's public, woo! I mean, it's going to shock the world, and it should go viral everywhere. It gives us a little time tonight, tomorrow, and hopefully they undocket it or they docket it before the weekend. But let's say it's tomorrow. We've got, you've got time to let everyone know that it's been filed. And I'll tell you, one of the things that that is in there, remember I just read to you with the injunction hearing back in July 2020, when they dismissed this as a frivolous in August. Then, ironically, I'm reading this from the lawyer that's in the case here. In the November 2022 election debacle with the massive machine failures, this was the Carrie Lake. Remember, of all the, her and Mark Fincham, we put this case up to say, hey, there could, these machines are defective. Basically, it was a defective machine thing. It was like, hey, they're defective. We need to go paper ballots hand counted. They can be hacked. Other things could happen. So they stick this case out on and say it's not that it's frivolous, push it out on no standing. You guys don't have standing. Isn't it ironic that November of 2022, when I woke up, I think it was November 8th, I woke up and it was all over the news. Carrie Lake down there in Arizona, all the machines are not taking ballots. They're not taking ballots. 242 machines at the same time, everybody, go bad, and they don't accept ballots. They don't accept 19-inch ballots. I mean, it's unbelievable. So the discovery, and then also you're going to see in the when you're able to see this with the docketed. Once they docketed this Supreme Court case filed tonight, about an hour and a half ago, historical, you're going to see that you're going to discover that the ballot images trial, the discovery of the log files show that Maricopa rigged the election to fail before November. They also, it was discovered, and you're going to find it there, they altered the software, the wrong MBS and database. You're going to see this in the case was filed. This is part of the stuff you're going to see. This is a felony, okay? It's a felony. The software was altered. Now, let me tell you, everybody, you say, well, babe, Arizona, well, that don't affect me. Every machine that's been looked at by our experts from Georgia to Pennsylvania to Colorado to Michigan, every one of the machines their software has been altered. Every single one of them, the software was altered. And you're going to see that. You're going to see that when they docket this case, and we can see it publicly. But you're going to see something else that will shock the world. You know, that's bad enough that all the felonies, it's proven right there. It is. Boom. The software was changed. That's a felony. Okay. But you're going to see something that makes that look like small, like, because it's going to shock the world. It's going to shock the world. We need to get everyone you know, to let them know that this case was filed. And we're waiting now. We're waiting for it to get docketed. Some are docketed faster than others, I hear. But I just told you, right now, they altered the software. Okay? They altered the software. Felonies. Okay? And not just there in Arizona. Every machine, you'll see that when this gets docketed. Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Colorado, Michigan. Okay? Now, you're going to see the biggest evidence you ever seen besides that, that's going to shock the world. And it is so exciting. But I'm going to tell you, and by the way, this is very, very similar to the Curling case, which is the case that just went on in January, which the judge got to look at all of this stuff there and has to make a decision now whether to keep these machines or not in Georgia. I mean, you got to realize that case went on for 4 years where they said, Democrats said, hey, we want these machines gone. There's problems with them. Experts got to open up the machines and look inside. And they said, hey, there's problems. We got to get rid of these machines. There's problems. You can't use these in an election. That's what they said. And the judge said, you're right. We better look at this. She said in October. And then she also said, you're not a conspiracy theorist if you question this. None of us are conspiracy theorists. We just love our country and want to have secure elections. Is that so bad? Somebody out there thinks it's bad. They destroy my pillow. They try and destroy anyone that has a voice out there. Anybody that says they're attacking me. Not because I want Donald Trump back in, and of course I do, but they're not attacking me for that. They're not attacking me for trying to overturn the 2020 election. They're attacking me that I have a plan to secure our elections that I announced in August. This case is just part of the plan, but this is huge. This is the biggest case ever. This is historical that was filed. You guys, we're also going up from the counties up. 200 and some counties already are going to go to paper ballots, hand counted. We're out there every day, every single day. They're fighting in South Dakota. They're fighting in Wisconsin, trying to get Robin Voss gone, the biggest blockers. They're fighting down in Georgia. They're fighting in Arizona. They're fighting up there. We're fighting. These are patriots. They want to save our country. We need your help. Go to LindellPlan.com. Everybody, get involved. Go get the Frank Social app now. The Mike Lindell Courage app now. Donate now. Donate, donate, donate. We need the money right now. You can't say, well, maybe he's got a case, maybe don't. It was filed today. Actually, this gives us a little bit because it's not docketed. The Supreme Court has to docket it and open up, make it public. And they will. The lawyers say that they have to make it public. But they can, you know, some do a little faster than others, I hear. And we hope it's by tomorrow. We hope it happens now. We don't know. We, you know, and they don't know. I guess they say it could take up to 2 days or a two-day average. I don't know. But I know one thing it does do. It gives us time for all of you to be prepared. When they docket that and this other evidence, remember, I just told you a little piece of it. You know, just a piece. The software has been changed, which is a felony. It's been changed. The software has been altered in these machines. Of everyone we've seen, and I just named you five of the states, Arizona, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Colorado. That's because those are the ones we've seen, okay? But the other evidence, the big evidence, is going to shock the world. So this gives us time to go to, I want to take every dime that comes into the Lindell plan, to the Lindell Offense Fund, you need to go there now. Every dime. We're going to spread this far and wide. And not the garbage that these outlets are doing right now. I'm going to read you another one. If this gets you, this is, we said we had to get news, right? We had to get, I'm going to pull up here and tell you guys what kind of news we're getting. You know, and you see, this is the only thing that can stop us now. I'm going to pull up Mike Lindell. I'm going to click on news. And here's what you get. Okay, here's one. Now, this is from the insider. I haven't read this one yet. But remember, these are all low-level garbage things like the Raw Story, BizPack Review, Crooks and Liars, Newsweek. They're like the Gazette. All these are up rocks. These are all garbage things here, and no one watches them or listens to them. So these aren't the attack media that the Washington Post and CNN and all these. They're not going to attack you guys, and you're not going to hear this on Fox News or anywhere except for right here. And so what do we have to do? We got to do what I did when I had the movie Absolute Proof. We've got to spread this everywhere, and that costs money. We're going to get it. We're going to do email blasts. We have people that have tens of millions. We'll send them out. We're going to send text market. I don't care if it's billboards, whatever, yard sign, whatever we can do. We've got to get the word out. Every dime that comes in here tonight, every dollar that comes in to the Lindell plan, we will use that to advertise this case. And hopefully we get it out. So millions upon millions, and it's up to you, too, to spread that everywhere. Millions and millions and millions and millions of people, the second that's docketed, and then all that can go viral. By the way, the evidence that you're going to see, besides that change software, which was a felony, I just told you that's in there. The evidence you're going to see, and by the way, it was all every machine we looked at. The evidence you're going to see, though, that will shock the world, we need funding for that, because that's what we're going to send everywhere to. We're going to send that everywhere. If we have to go door to door, here's the rotten journalist can after that. If we have to send our teams, remember, I have 300,000 people when we do calls to all the places in the country from Cause of America and all these other entities and all these other great teams out there in all 50 states. We will take the teams and we will hire, just like we had to go, we're recalling Robin Voss. We will make our voice bigger. Well, everybody will know about this case, and everybody will be able to see for themselves. And we're going to make it. We're going to make these presentations too, so everybody can understand them. But we need funding now. We can't. We get one shot at this, everybody. This docketed thing, it actually gives us a little more time. Maybe till morning. Maybe one day. Maybe 2 days. Maybe till Monday. I don't know. I don't know. So, you know, we're waiting the Supreme Court. When they docket it, then you can all see it publicly. But we need your help. The LindellPlan.com. Go there now. You guys, get prepared for this, too. We're in for these next 6 months. Go to the App Store and get all the Mike Lindell apps. Get the Mike Lindell Courage app. You're going to need that for your own neighborhood. Get the Frank Social app. You're going to need that to communicate everything you do. It's like a Facebook on steroids. It's awesome. And it's got an election app on it. You click an election, find out what's going on, be up to date. And then you have, of course, the Frank Speech app, which you're watching right here, unless you're watching at frankspeech.com, Lindell TV, and here. So get that, be prepared, but donate. Please tell everyone you can. We need a lot of money raised, you know, and believe me, if we get the advertising out there, all that money will not go, okay, we're there. No, there's a burn rate that's incredible because we have the Election Crime Bureau. Every single thing that comes through all these entities comes to this Election Crime Bureau that we set up almost a year ago now. I guess it is a year ago. These are some of the greatest people in this country, led by Patrick Kobach. Remember, he was a rocket scientist. He was an ex-senator in Michigan. This guy and my whole team, I'm just pointing out one guy, but all these attorneys over there with the Election Crime Bureau, the cyber guys, the experts, all the people on the ground, all this information comes in there and we use it for cases like this big, the biggest one ever right here, the Supreme Court case. So I'll tell you what, if you think, you know, this is just one big thing with the Supreme Court, okay? But our battle doesn't stop there. We're working all over this country. We've got to change. We got just getting rid of the machines. We also fight to get rid of the computers for the voter rolls. Clean these voter rolls. Whatever you're stuck with, you've got to fix them. You have to fix them the best you can before the 2024 election. We get one shot at securing our election platforms. And all we get is pushback from uniparty Republicans. We also, you know what? We are going to put a whole campaign to call out every single blocker traitor in this country. Just like we did the other night, we put those five people up from, I think it was Lawrence County in South Dakota, where they're out there blocking, saying that the people don't have a right to do a petition to get rid of those machines in their own county, which it's written in plain black and white. They were told, oh, you could get sued if you don't vote against the people. Haha, you wait till you vote, you come against the people, you're going to get sued, all right. It's the opposite of what you think, those five guys. And I hope they got a lot of emails and a lot of phones. If I had this Supreme Court case, we're going to be calling these people out, though, every single day. But I'm going to read another one here. This one is from, let's see, who wrote this one? See, that's the thing, too. Some of these, okay, hold on here. Of course, they're doing an ad. This site's so bad that you can't even, okay. Can you view the content? Oh, this one here. See, a lot of them do frivolous, crazy articles, but then they want you, they use my name as they attack me. Join up. If you'd like to read the rest of the article, give us $10 a month. Give us $10 a month. So I guess we won't be reading that one. Here's Newsweek. Newsweek always, I like to pick it on them. Let's see how bad this reporter is. Her name is Kate Plummer. Kate Plummer. Let's see if Kate Plummer is a journalist or is she a traitor? See, a lot of the people in Newsweek, though, they're from overseas. Remember our good friend Cheryl, she's overseas. Most of these people are writing from overseas and you think they're from our country. That's the thing. The attack media, a lot of them aren't even here. Biggest one in the world that attacks the Daily Mail, they're overseas. I mean, this is, and let's see what she writes. I can just tell by the picture it's going to be a bad article. They caught me in a bad moment. I don't care. I know they get, I made a face once at a journalist and I went like this or something. They use that face all the time. It's pretty funny. Speaking to Lou Dobbs in the interview, it goes on, will shock the world regarding the trustiness of the system used to count votes. Trump ally Carrie Lake and former Arizona Secretary of State Mark Fincham filed an April 2022 lawsuit with support of Lindell, alleging that the system used to count the votes were untrustworthy. Asking the court and declare the winner, blah, 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 blah. Let's see if she writes anything. That's right. Okay, Lindell has used his money to pay $500 monitoring devices. Well, actually, this one isn't too bad. I want to give her, I want to commend her. She wrote in there, she wrote, this isn't to overturn the 2020 election. This is about getting rid of voting machines, he added. Not drawn on what evidence is, Lindell said. It is something that has never been presented before in history. Everyone will be concerned, whether you're a Republican or Democrat. It's going to be amazing. You know what? I'm going to give her a compliment. Kate Plummer, you wrote a pretty good article. It was just the facts. It didn't seem political or politicized by her. I want to give her a compliment. See, I give compliments to everybody, to the media. Kate Plummer, a Newsweek. You know, the picture she did, it's not too bad. I mean, she did a good job. I really commend her. I expected to see something horrible here, and this is good. You know what? And I'm going to call. I just had a call here. Someone on our team. Maybe they have news. I'm in the middle of my show. Did you have news? Oh, yeah. The press release. Okay. You realize that it has to be docketed by the Supreme Court so the public can see it, right? Okay. So can I read the press release on my show? Okay, I'm live right now, so I'll read it. All right, thanks. Okay, I guess this is the press release that's out. So this is what I was going to read, I guess. This is from the Legal Offense Fund. This is the plan that you guys all need to get behind. I haven't critiqued this or read it. I'm reading it for the first time. So I'm going to read it all to you. And then you guys, as you put in your donations, I'll see the number go up here. In fact, I'm going to do that. I'm going to get the, because I have a ticker tape. We'll see how much money we can raise in this show after I read this to you. Oh, that's a good idea. Okay, so let's see here. Okay, I know where we're at. I've got a number here. Okay, all done. Okay. All right. Here we go. I'm going to read the press release to you and we'll see what they all think about it. I wish I had call-in number here. I don't have that yet. I guess we can, if some of you have my number, you can text me if you have any comments on this. Okay. The Lindell Offense Fund attorneys deliver critical election case to SCOTUS, Supreme Court. After 3 years of dedication, the Lindell Offense Fund is finally able to file a critical injunction case with the Supreme Court of the United States. Remember, the Lindell Offense Fund, we didn't file it, everybody. This is a case that we put up the money for. Back in the day, it was just me. And then I'm reaching out for your help now, everybody. And that's a good point. You guys, when I started out back in January of 21, when I went all in because I had the Dennis Montgomery evidence, the cyber evidence, worked for the CIA, and I went in. And you know what? Even before that, in November and December, I threw money wherever. I wanted to save our country, whatever stuck. You know, hey, over here, this guy says he might have something. Here you go. Take some money. It didn't matter. But once I got that evidence, I'm going, wow, I'm not going to have a company or I'm not going to have anything anyway if we don't save our country and secure our election. So I went all in and pushed everything in the pot. I had, I probably have every, you know, $40 million, that's counting development of Frank's speech and stuff that I put in. I don't have any money left over here for this. Zero. They've done that. I was just with the lawyers today, and we were talking about MyPillow being attacked and these lawsuits against MyPillow, these employee-owned company, and how decimated they are and stuff, and how attacked every day. And they're going, you know, if... what they did, the one guy says, you know, Mike, this isn't even a, we were talking about the $5 million challenge, that appeal, because we're appealing that again, of course. Well, and he said, Mike, it's not about the money. They don't want the money. They want to destroy you. They want to destroy your voice. I said, yeah, I know, you know, but then in order to do that, they thought that, you know what, just destroy his money. Just destroy his money and he'll shut up. Well, they were wrong. Because it isn't about the money. It's about saving the American dream. I've lived it on steroids. I was an ex-crack addict to where I was, and now it's all gone, the money part. And that's why I'm reaching out. We're 90% there, everybody. We're 90% there. We've got everything. 3 years of hard work. Now we need your help. This is it. I didn't make this up that there's a Supreme Court case that was filed today. This is huge. This is historical. Everything we've been doing for 3 years, cyber guys, 300,000 people on the ground, everything we've been doing comes down to now. It's all come together. It's everything's come together. We're working on the ground by county, we're working all the way now to the Supreme Court. So here's, and I didn't reach out for any money until I ran out. I didn't come on here and say, hey, hell, I need help. I did do a few donor events back in the day, so maybe somebody would help us with this. But you know what? The big donors, I believe they said two things. Even some of the micro donors, you know, there anyone that's helped, there really hasn't been but a few big donors. I mean, I could count them on one hand, everybody. And that's just of recently. But back then it was like this. It was either Mike Lindell getting rid of these machines. Woohoo! That's going to take so much. Then you know what? They didn't want to believe it. They couldn't explain deviations. Like how did Pennsylvania have more votes than voters? They didn't explain deviations. Why every single county in the country had people voted that were either deceased or didn't live in the county. They couldn't explain Dr. Frank's work. All the Dr. Frank's work that he did in every county in the United States has an algorithm. You could pick an age of a voting age, and every same percentage voted in every other county. They didn't want to hear about cast vote records that shows complete computer manipulation. And they certainly didn't want to hear about Dennis Montgomery's evidence where everything was hacked horizontally throughout the country. And maybe it had something to do with their government. Whoa, they don't want to believe that. So these donors didn't want to believe it. But the other thing, maybe there was a donor out there believed everything, but that donor said, Mike Lindell's got plenty of money. Keep going, Mike. Go, go, go. Go. Well, I did go, and I'm still going, but there's no money for that I can put in. Not one dime I have left over here to put in this fund. So that's why I need your help, everybody. Every one of you out there, every single person out there that I see in the streets. I just did donor events. I just did a speaking event in Florida. Did donor events through Illinois, Georgia. I'm heading to Utah tomorrow. I mean, I do these things, and everywhere I see is people come up to me and they go, "Mike, don't give up. Keep going. I got your back. We got your back. We know you've just been decimated and you're out of money, but keep going. I'm going to keep going, but I need your help. I need everybody's help. I need everybody's help. I don't care if it's a dollar. Okay, every dollar counts. Everything we need right now. We've come this far. We can't do this in vain, everybody. We can't have this go down in vain. All the 3 years of everything we've got. God gave us grace for such a time as this because we have all the stuff we need. All we need now, we've got the plan. We've got the people. We've got everything, but we need funding. And you could sit there, the media, call me a grifter, media. I got to be the worst grifter that ever walked the planet. Go ahead and call me that, you rotten reporters. Go ahead, call me that. Mike Lindell reached out. Boy, he was grifting. He used the Supreme Court case to grift. No, I'm using it because we need money. I'm not taking one dime of that. No money has ever come to Mike Lindell. It's all Mike's been a one-way street. And I don't care because you know what? Every dime is worth it. Every dime. I don't care. I've had to borrow millions and millions and millions of dollars right now. Have I been in this position in my life before? I've been there before. Down so far down, you don't even know if you can see up. But you know what? God always got me through. And what we're doing is to save our country. And this is all in God's timing. And I know one thing. I need your help right now, everybody. So maybe that should be the press release. The Lake versus Fontas case calls for SCOTUS to issue a writ of certiorari to Arizona Ninth Circuit Court, which has thus far refused to address evidence of election manipulation using electronic voting systems. Now even more compelling and explosive evidence is being submitted to SCOTUS, Supreme Court. The case started in Arizona calling for an injunction against the machines featuring Carrie Lake and Mark Fincham as plaintiffs. Maricopa County Judge Peter Thompson dismissed the lawsuit initially based on standing and assertions that our claims were speculative. It then went to the Arizona Court of Appeals, which affirmed the dismissal. An appeal to the Arizona Supreme Court also ended with affirmation of the dismissal. Then the case was appealed again after this ruling to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, where the dismissal was once again affirmed. The Lindell Offense Fund attorneys who continued to pursue the case, including Alan Dershowitz, were sanctioned. Remember, everybody, Alan Dershowitz was in there. And then they sanctioned him. They figure if they sanction all the lawyers and they do all this, that we wouldn't carry it further. Alan didn't go any further. If you ask where Alan's at, he said, no, I can't. I don't know. That's kind of weird, too. I wish he would think about that, that you got sanctioned. He's the one that said, Alan Dershowitz said straight out in the spring of 22, Carrie Lake and Mark Fincham have standing. If they don't have standing when they're running for office to question the legality of these electronic voting machines, who does have standing? Who does have standing? Think about it, everybody. I mean, that's as ridiculous as they took away the attorney general. It's as ridiculous as taking away the attorney general of Texas, Ken Paxton's ability to prosecute one crime, election crime. And who took that ability away from him? Republicans. The Republicans down there, a Republican committee of judges, took away his, so he couldn't prosecute election crime. So then it went down to the DAs there that are all Soros-owned. This is what's going on. You talk about a big conspiracy. This is all out there. I mean, the evil runs so deep. This isn't a theory, everybody. This is an attack on our country. They either get to people, they get to the judges, or the judges are afraid to be the first judge to make a common sense decision. Thank God we had one the other day by 9 Supreme Court justices that voted 9-0, everybody. Remember I said 9-0. Hopefully we got another one coming here, but I believe we do. The courts have repeatedly dismissed this case on standing, not lack of evidence. This should be noted that standing is a judge's decision that does not require explanation. So a judge can just kick this out on standing, and he doesn't even have to say why they don't have standing. Okay? The writ of certiorari is used in rare cases when the case has a national significance or is precedent setting. In both instances, this case meets those criteria. Our case was delivered to the Supreme Court. The petition will be shared once the case has been docketed. And then it tells you I will be hosting a special live on X Spaces at 12 p.m. Eastern Time, March 15th, to talk about all of this then. Now, I'm going to tell you, media, if you're the media out there, you can reach out at support@lindellegal.org. Okay, if you're one of the rotten journalists watching here. Otherwise, media, I'm going to call all you journalists that are on my phone. We should almost call them right from here live on TV. Call up the Jim Acostas of the world. We haven't heard from them in a while. Okay, we should call every one of them up. I'm certainly going to text you all with that link for, I'm going to be at Twitter, at Real Mike Lindell. Okay, everybody go on Twitter right now and follow me, at Real Mike Lindell. Okay, should be doing that anyway, seriously. Go to Twitter right now. You can do it on your phone while you're watching. And go there. But I'm going to do those Twitter space. I haven't done one yet where I'm hosting it. Tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, right after I'm on Steve Bannon War Room. By the way, everybody, Kurt Olson and Carrie Lake will be on the War Room tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. to talk about this Supreme Court filing. hello. And then at 12 o'clock or a quarter to 12, whatever, I'm going to be on Steve's show, the War Room, in the latter half of the show. And right when I'm done, we're going right into that Twitter space. I'm going to take questions from the media. If you're a horrible journalist out there, come on board. Let's talk, you know, and we'll see who gets on board and helps save our country. I'm going to do a little shout out to old Alan Duke. Yeah, this is, I know we got a few minutes left. I'm going to do a shout out to Alan Duke. You guys, everybody, Alan Duke is the Facebook fact checker company. He has like 3 employees and he's got a partner named Martin that's overseas in, I think it's Belgium. Okay. Those two guys, Martin and Alan Duke, are the ones that put Facebook fact checks and covered everything up. They covered everything up. It was the biggest cover up of the biggest crime in the history of the planet. Ever. And they're the ones that covered it all up, everybody. When I came out with absolute proof, Alan Duke put a sticker over that, said, contains nudity and porn. Now, shame on you, Alan Duke. Well, you guys, we brought Alan Duke, the Facebook fact checkers, the Maricopa County image. We gave it to him. By the way, it's posted right here on Frank's Speech. At Frank's Speech here, well, you guys are watching Lindo TV, but if go to frankspeech.com and put in, go down to, scroll down, you'll see 1 through 10, and it's about 8th one in, says, inside the machines. You click on that, that's inside the machines, inside the Dominion machine in Mesa County that Tina Peters did a backup of her computer on. They wrote numerous reports, and I said, I'm putting the whole image up there. We put it up there. But before that, we gave it to Alan Duke, the Facebook fact checkers, and said, here, Alan, you know, I've been calling you a traitor for 2 years now. I said, you could be a hero, Alan. He always, you know, and old Alan Duke, I said, hey, maybe you could knit new T-shirts instead of shame on you, Alan Duke. But no, Alan Duke lived up to his traitor reputation. When they looked at that image, his cyber guys, I guess, looked at the image, came back and said, you know, they didn't discount it. It was true. At least he said it was true. But you know what he said, you guys? He said, Mike, I don't cover up true news. I just put a false thing over false news. I said, why wouldn't you go public with this when you know it's true? You know? You just don't put it out there so I could put it up on Facebook or put it up on Frank's Speech like I did. And it sits there. Get the word out. Alan Duke, you have a big platform. Why don't you come clean and say, you know what? Hey, Mike Lindell's team did the stuff he put out back then. They gave me, I signed an NDA, and it was all true. And now, Alan Duke, if you're out there watching, tomorrow, you and your buddies, why don't you, when this gets docketed at the Supreme Court, first you can go validate that, yep, wow, they have a Supreme Court case filing. And then when this is docketed, Alan, which, by the way, one of the things in there is that they changed the code inside the machines. They changed it. It's a felony. It's a felony. That's one thing that's in there. But the other thing is so explosive, it should shock the world. I think, Alan Duke, you owe it to our country to come out and check it and look at it and go, wow, and get the word out. Maybe you and Mark Zuckerberg over at Facebook, when you guys work together, could put the word out. So there you go, everybody. I just, I was tired, you know, after years of us being called conspiracy theories with tinfoil hats and people putting false flags over everything we all shared on social media, all the evidence that poured in from everywhere in 2020, 2021, 2022, all this evidence and all it was suppressed by the media and covered up by Facebook fact checkers and everything else and politicians, uniparty politicians that block us. We can't be blocked anymore this time, everybody. We have to spread this far and wide. And, you know, spread it every day to everyone you know. Tell everyone you know about this and get on that Twitter space tomorrow at 12 noon Eastern time. And then I really want all of you get on right now. Share this everywhere. TheLindellPlan.com. Share that and say, hey, They need help. Mike Lindell, our country needs help. Our teams need help. The Election Crime Bureau, we need help. We need help with to get the word out on this case. We need to donate. Take everything you got and put it in here. If we don't win this, we're not going to have anything anyway. It'll be over. You guys, get in there. Donate now, please. We need your help. We need your help. And I told you if I can pull up here, probably won't. Let's see what we got here. You guys go to LindellPlan.com and get involved. I can just tell you, the number's going up, and I want to thank you. The number, it keeps going up. You guys are donating as we speak. We need to raise hundreds of thousands of dollars, though, to get the, I've spent $40 million. I don't have any more money to put in. We're at the end of the line. It's not going to take a lot more to get us through, to get this done. We have to secure our election platforms, everybody. Now, I got to get on another Twitter space right now. If you want to go over right now, you can get, I'm going to a Twitter space. Is that at Real Mike Lindell?
Yes.
That's at Real Mike Lindell, too?
Yep.
There's another one I'm doing right now, everybody. So let's come out, get off of here, go to Lindell Plan, donate there, and then come on over to Twitter, and I'm going to go right from there to this Twitter space. So thank you all, and as soon as that's docketed, keep checking back here at Lindell TV. We'll interrupt what shows are on to let you know when it's live. Dockets it. So thank you all, you guys. It's a great day for America, and it's going to keep getting better from here on up. Thank you, and God bless.